Ella got in touch with us with her story of Christmas cards that had been sent in early December to her and only arrived yesterday. And that led to a flood of texts and calls to us of people reporting similar sorts of stories of the length of time cards they had sent getting their destination and length of time the cards were arriving, and lots of Christmas cards arriving after the fact of Christmas because of delays. And look, even anecdotally from talking to people working in the postal service and postmasters, it's been an incredibly busy year. We also had the additional issue of the Fastway Courier Company collapsing in the latter half of last year, and that adding to, I suppose, the pressure on all couriers, including on post parcel delivery service, to pick up the slack and deliver what were, I'd imagine, record numbers over the Christmas period. Just to find out what's going on and to see if this is something that will continue or what could be behind some of the delayed post. We've Adam McHugh, who is Strategic Communications Manager with Unpost, Head of Corporate Communications at Unpost. Anna, good morning to you and thanks for taking the time to talk to us on the programme. I won't keep it too long, but just tell me what has been happening and what reports have you been getting from people about how busy it's been over the Christmas period, first of all?
Hi, good morning, Gerry. And firstly, apologies for how I sound. I have the national 3-week cold that just won't go.
Oh, God.
So apologies to your listeners. Sorry to hear that people are still waiting for cards or getting them late. We certainly had a monumental Christmas and did everything possible on earth to have everything delivered. Because of the sheer volumes that were expected, we had set down very strict latest dates for posting, particularly for parcels and for the online businesses, both the Irish ones and the international ones for getting parcels to us. They had to be with us by the 15th of December to be sure of delivery in Ireland or the UK before Christmas. And for the most part, people obeyed that. But, you know, items were still pouring in right up to Christmas Eve. And then, of course, it's straight into the sales then online. So it never stops. And we're confident that we did deliver, as we said we would, anything that was with us on time. But as I said, it kept coming. We did whatever we could before Christmas, but anything after those deadlines, there was no guarantees. On the cards, kind of surprised that there would be so many people saying that they, you know, that they're still waiting. You know, sometimes things are posted later than people say, and it can take a little while to get through the system, but we'd be very confident that they should be through, with one exception, that's international cards. And particularly, may I say, coming from the United Kingdom, this is an issue every year. And there's people receiving Christmas cards right into February from the UK. And the reason for most of those delays is because they are underpaid. As you might be aware, in Royal Mail in Britain, they have their first class stamps and second class stamps. And people assume that the first class stamp, if they're posting in Britain, will cover the Republic of Ireland because it used to. But not in recent years. They have to use a European rate stamp. And if they don't, doesn't matter, it's Christmas, Royal Mail will put them aside and they retain them until they have a big container ship full of them. And then eventually that sails gradually across the Irish Sea and the Christmas cards arrive. And it can be near February when that happens. So if something coming from Britain, please check the postage. And if you have family or friends there and you're in a position to say it to them, please do let them know. Because Royal Mail aren't great about advertising that on their side.
Yeah, and that's a legacy from Brexit, effectively. No longer in the European Union. Now you have to pay more, get a different type of stamp, otherwise it'll be delayed, no matter what.
It's a bit of Brexit and maybe, you know, a bit about, you know, costs and a changing world. But basically, despite the short distance between us, and despite the fact that, obviously, Northern Ireland would be covered by a first-class stamp, where they don't extend that to the Republic of Ireland, so that can lead to delays. I'd say, you know, if anybody gets a customs notice, and obviously people have to be very careful online about messages that they get. But if you receive a notice of that customs payments are due, and be aware, we will never include a link to click and send you through to somewhere asking you for bank details. That never, ever happens. You'll either get a notification, an email, a text, but you don't do anything with that. You come out and you can go to your local post office to pay a customs charge, or you can come out and go directly yourself onto the unpost.com website. And if it's a genuine payment that's due, you can pay it there. A great handy thing to have on your phone is the Unpost app. Really handy for all of this, and buying other things online, digital stamps and the like. That can be really helpful as well.
That can be part of it as well. And a number of people asking, look, are the delays in Kerry anything to do with the new Unpost sorting centre at Monaghan Valley Industrial Estate, a different way of doing things?
Not a bit, no. It's a fantastic centre there. That's all about delivery. Really fantastic team of staff there, and we've been able to consolidate some much older, antiquated, out of sync, old fashioned depots into a modern one, where they have all the facilities they need, and all the so much. Of logistics now is driven by technology and scanners. And the need to have real-time information for customers, both the senders and the receivers. So that new facility there is fantastic. And there's enough room for electric van charging and the staff welfare and customers who are calling maybe to collect things as well. If you do get a note that you've missed something, please do collect things in a hurry, because we don't like hanging on to things and it all takes up room. So the sooner we can deliver and or have something collected, the better. We apologise if people have delays.
Sure, and some people think they have internal delays, that it was coming from Cork to Kerry and that there was a delay. Did Fastways collapse put you under extra pressure this Christmas?
There's no doubt it did, because when the shock of that and when it was announced, we already had the whole Christmas plan in place. And our customers, both our Irish customers who are thriving with their online businesses, and that's great to see, but also the big international brands, we would have had plans from them of what they were expecting us to deliver. Our planning for Christmas now, for Christmas 26, starts now. And we would have had everything in place months beforehand, and had our arrangements for Christmas staffing and Christmas casuals, everything done. We thought we were great. And then that shock of the Fastway collapse. So we said we would do whatever we could. But there certainly was a huge influx of additional business, which particularly through over the post office counter from small businesses who would have been Fastway customers. So we put in a whole load of additional supports for them. But I mean, we didn't have a massive amount of capacity waiting to be filled. So there's no doubt that, that put extra pressure on. But in fairness, it was 24-hour working really from November, and we had over 1,000 Christmas casuals in place. And any of our delivery, and often the processing and sorting people who work through the night are sometimes forgotten, but any of them will tell you the level of work that was put in. So we did everything we could to support, particularly the Irish businesses affected by the Fastway shock collapse. But it's always a crazy time, and then you throw in a bit of bad weather here and there. And even yesterday, there was another incident in Holyhead, in the port in Holyhead, where a ferry hit one of the big berths that the cargo ships use, and it was out of action for a number of hours. That has then, I believe, one of the berths there is back up and running okay, but they would have lost hours and hours and hours of sailings. So that knocks off the whole schedule for them coming in here to Dublin Port, and then has a knock-on effect as well, for processing, for customs payments, for delivery, for everything. So any bit of storm, any bit of ice on the roads, for example, would have slowed us down a little bit earlier this week. That can be very messy and very localised as well. And we know that the Kerry and the general Munster region were badly affected earlier in the week. So look, we keep at it, keep working, and again, happy that most people received on time and posted on time. And we're certainly working really hard over this week and next to get anything through that is still coming into us.
Okay. All right, Anna, we'll leave it there. Thanks for talking to me on the programme this morning. It's Anna McHugh there of On Post, talking to us about that issue that's been raised by you.